Yeah. Machpida. So if she's makpid, this is what we did this very fast last week. So kpeda pasalz lechatzitza. If she's makpid, it's pasalz lechatzitza. Ben kishayisha makpida lechatzitza, or ben kishayisha ena makpida. How's that? Whether she's makpid on it, or whether she's not, after roi bnei adam lehakpid on it. But meaning she's not makpid, but most normal people are makpid.
Now look at me.
Say you're the type of guy that the whole world would be makbid on something and you wouldn't care.
That's right, I don't care if it were pants.
I don't wear a shirt, I'm just
cool. I'm saying, let's say you had a... That's right, my brother doesn't wear a shirt.
Which song?
Yeah,
Pirates. Oh. It's so smart.
Yeah, it's lighter than a jacket, it's
No, I'm not talking about not a jacket, I'm saying not a shirt.
I understand. Oh, saying, but even for those of us that do wear shirts. still light.
It's a white shirt.
Yeah. It's more
see-through. Anyways. So, again, so either you have two types of hakpada here, right? You have either she's makvid, or you have where the roi b'nei adam are... not our market and she's not. Meaning she goes bust the bus of the road. Right? Which is, it's important because let's say a ring. Let's say a woman never takes off her ring. Ever. But Raif and Ayadim do take off their rings. So Mamela, that would be a problem.
The thing with washing rings?
Yeah, this whole, this it's very, the very thing, similar yeah. Halachas are by, Matilas Yudai. Or is it Sif, Kisimen, Kof?
If they need the dough or something like that?
Oh, we're going to get to that. So that, let's see the next slide. So the first thing he says, if she's makvid, obviously it's a chatzitza. If she's not makvid, or Roy Bnei Adam are makvid, then it's also a chatzitza. Because she'isha makvido...
And Roy Bnei Adam are not.
What? Or...
Next option.
Right? When she's makbid, hareza choytet afilu im makbida al kach rak lefa'omim. That she's choytet even if she's only makbid on it sometimes. So ena makbida al ze achshav, and right now she's not makbid. Like a ring that she takes off to knead the dough. Right? So women take off the rings to knead the dough so it doesn't get stuck, the dough doesn't get all in the rings.
Unless right? You do it because, like my wife, when she jogs on the treadmill, so they say, like when you work out, you're not mocking around the ring. It's just it's not because you get dirty or something like that. It's because it's not comfortable because your fingers swell.
Yeah, so that doesn't make a difference.
We'll
see that. We'll see what that means. But meaning that if it's a time that she ever takes it off, then that's considered a chatzitza. So even though most of the time she doesn't. So the one in the Shulchan Aruch rings there, or the Mishabur rings. And it's brought here also by the person that she takes it off to knead the dough. So even though 99% of the time she's not kneading dough, right? So it's not a chatzitza. It shouldn't be a chatzitza, but no, because of that 1% of the time, then it's a problem.
If she went in with it on, then it's okay.
What?
If she went in with
what would be the evidence?
She did it already.
Well, let's see. It depends. If it was loose, depends if it was tight. Right? If it was tight, then lechora, then we're going to be mach.
Why?
But she's mached to take it off.
The whole thing is
to the rabbanon.
The whole thing is from
the rabbanon. It's obvious. It's the rabbanon that you can't have it on. Right? But afilu im roi bnei adam ein machved on zeh la'olam. Even if roi people are never machved on this, still, since she's machved on it.
Right now.
Not right now.
Sometimes.
If it's right now, then it's a no-brainer. Yeah, even if she's not makbid right now. So now what does it mean, makbid? Im yesh zalit dalit. Im yesh al kufa chatzitza she'ena makbid alek she'olechas b'shuk. Let's say she has a chatzitza that she's not makbid on it. When she stomp walks in the street, she doesn't care. When she goes to a chasana, she's more makbid not to have this. Right? I don't know what example that would be.
I don't know. The finger polish is not, that's not good. I mean, it's cracked.
Or she would take it off before.
No, she, either she fixed it, or whatever. She would have whatever.
Fixed it before she went to a wedding, but stop walking in the street.
Good job.
But right, so walking in the street.
Sometimes having here and there talking about finger polish and I take it off. That's just no matter.
Okay.
No, they say that men nowadays, even that they're having a big problem with mason, even in the men's Chavar Kedisha, that men come in with polish on their nails. It's only just clear, we have to try to clean it.
Yeah.
So they're saying no, different types of chemicals. Sounds like,
sounds like a very nice system.
Yeah.
But so Holkan Achar Mashihi Makpida Allah. So Holkan Achar Mashihi Makpida Allah Kishi Halakh
to Rechayev
Befar Hesi. And Echonomi, this. Well, that's his macho, dude, that's the macho part. Dude, it's not
big. He's
just... Right, so you go, now this is a little controversial, this one. So you go after the way she normally goes in the street. So meaning, even though she would be makud on the Surah Chasana, but that's not the norm, that's like considered a far out case. So Mela, even if she would be makud, take off her Chasana, we...
Since you go
we still say it's not, it would, say it's not a chatzitza.
Is this different than the shuk? Or is this the same thing as the shuk?
What do you mean?
Is that the same
yeah, I think that means shuk. I don't know why it changes the lashon. I'm assuming it means shuk.
Than the kneading of the dough.
It's also not. So you have to draw the line where, meaning, the svara is that the way she normally walks in the street, and that's the way she's her normal way of life. But by a chasana, it's not her normal way of life.
So neither is nidin dough. Nidin dough is not normal way of life.
Yes, it is.
But it's not. Usual.
Going
to
chasana
is also once a week.
So I think, I don't know if he brings it here, but one of them
so you go to
says
the chasana, you go
that
to chasana
if it's taka
day.
So on off, it's if it's so rare that she needs dough, then enochanami, then taking it off and leaving dough wouldn't be a chatzitza.
Oh, it's so rare. Going, how often do people go to chasanas?
You know, we're learning here this movie. You should know already that there's nothing defined. What do you call rare? I don't know what together would be. Not everybody agrees to that anyways. Not everybody agrees to this club.
Is this only b'dievet?
There are many poskim that say that even if she takes off her chasana, then it's a chatzitza.
Is this l'chatzila or b'dievet?
All of this.
So where would you?
It's only b'dievet.
Where would you draw the line to say
l'chatzila? You have to take everything over there to the Ramah. Did we see that already?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Why did I ask? I don't know, but he did.
Yeah, we said.
Well, so where do you draw the line if someone calls you?
Usually I tell them go someplace. Call someplace. That's where I draw the line. And where do I draw the line? The way I understood it from Rav Hillel David, it's he's machmer if she takes it off for a chasan. So see, it's a strange thing because it's tali in where in the body it is too. Let's say there's a chatzitza here. So this is never uncovered. So the lady's going to go to a chasan. She's never going to. She doesn't care. No, but if it's right here, then she's going to be makvid. So how does that work?
She's backstabbing. She's a little
bit down.
They're makvid to have it there.
No, they go to chasan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So lecharis, you have to take each case. Mamash, each case is on a... What comes up is when women find wax. After the mikvah, that comes up. Right? So it depends. Right? Together, the chayr is, again, the chatkila, they have to take off the wax. Right? But it's not chaytzitz. Unless she's makbid on it. So yeah, that would be telling where it is. Right? Again, but this is a machlaikis here, what he says. He's passing in the kula. By chasim. Right? But are those in a machmid? Okay, but lachain, if ain't a makfida al chatzitza zu kishi alechas for a chayv, if she's not makfid on this one, she goes in the street, ain't a neshel kikfeda, that's not a kikfeda, ain't a chatzitza l'tfila, and it's not a chatzitza l'tfila. That's shita of the Igros Moshe. Okay? Again, but there's controversy involved with it. Not controversy, but it's a big deal in the place. Okay? Hey, chatzitza shenichnas b'mayim. Now, what about a type of chatzitza? This is interesting. It's a chatzitza, but the mice of the water goes, it penetrates.
sewing suit for men. I mean, that kind of idea.
Well, or any clothing.
That's not doesn't hug the body.
Clothing.
So tightly. Meaning so doesn't hug the body very tightly. The water can get in that.
Yeah. Even if even clothing that hugs the body won't get through. I mean, I guess it depends how thick.
It's
a wool with the coat. It's not gonna.
Depends how long they sit in there.
But if it's a regular shirt or something, they're gonna get wet.
Okay, but underwear potentially could be a problem.
Why, well, it's not gonna get wet and go all the way through?
I don't know, but don't stick of elastic
you
band.
Doesn't. Oh, that means the elastic band. Maybe. Okay.
Let's try.
No, I'm sorry. I asked once. Don't
go
where
on
I want to go.
Think of a word.
Okay, so chatzitza hanimtzes al gufa, v'hi makbid aleha. She has a chatzitza that's found on her body and she's makbid on it. Ach nichnas b'mayim, but lamaisa water goes through the chatzitza. So nechlego rishayim ha'im nechshu chatzitza. It's a machlekes rishayim whether that's considered a chatzitza, kibon she makbid aleha, since she's makbid on it. Oy she'ein zu chatzitza, kibon she nichnas b'mayim. Right, it's a machlekes rabbeitzer shal Rashi and Rashi. Rashi's Rebbeim and Rashi are Machlokes on this. Okay? Because of Apayas Kimshim Yesh Oit Sad Kula, if there's another Kula. Asher Lahaka B'diyavit She'ein Zeh Nefesh Kichatzitza Afshem Makvid Aleh. Then you can be Mekel, meaning you could use it as a Tziruf, as a combo Heter. That combined with another reason to be Mater,
that
would be okay. Meaning,
she go under a chul like that.
But the problem is it says she's makfir.
Bechassens. Bechassens.
To wear clothing?
So yeah, so let's say she after makfida. No, maybe it's a wristband or something that she.
No, like braces and necklaces, isn't that?
Or when would she be makfir on that? Looking for something there.
A sweatband, and you're going jogging. Yeah, I don't know. Gross. But I can see people.
But Roy lost his boyfriend. He's a shaylas chacham. Then he ends off. Well, it's Roy to do a shaylas chacham here. Now Yud. Look at the Yud. Sidre Tara. Behind the dafka b'diavad. Of course, this is only the b'diavad. Aval lechatchila tzricha lahasar afilu zvaram shenem u'dakim. Aval lechatchila she has to remove even things that are not tight. Vinichas v'maim, and that water goes into them. Why? Because she might wear something tight. That's where the halacha of the Rama is. Grada, just stop for. It's interesting that this Rama that says that lechatchila you should make sure that there's nothing on the woman when she goes in the mikvah, even if it's she's not makvid everything, right? Take everything off. That comes from a shari dura. Who says that she should be makvid? But the Shara Dura says it by something loose. Right? That the water can go in. Right? But it's something loose that she's makvid on. That's what he says. Even though the water goes in, he should be makvid. Right? The Rama seems to extend that to any little chatzitza that's really not, even if it's not a chatzitza because she doesn't care about it. Right? Meaning the Rama seems to extend the Shardu, which some Paiskim say the Rama didn't mean to extend it. It's a question of where the Rama puts it in the Shulchan Aruch. He changes the spot from where it's said. So there are those that say maybe you could be Mekel L'chatchila, that the Rama would say if it's only that's really bad, so not Chaitet, meaning that it's only on a little bit of the body, and she's not Makvid, that the Rama would say, would agree that she can go L'chatchila. There is a... Yeah.
There should be no problem with that. I mean,
well, if she keeps it on always.
No, what's the big deal?
No, but
it's in the water, it's not really touching her.
And it's
touching. But it's not touching her, though. It's loose enough that when it's in the water, it's not touching her.
It'll float.
It's anachanami, so...
So, technically, when she's underwater,
it'll the Shari Dura that says that anything, even if it's loose and the water will penetrate, you should still take it off. But the Rama takes it even further.
Why is the Shari Dura
Why is he? I just, because of the Zed Otto. You just don't want to make sure that there's nothing on. Like, it's simpler just to make sure that there's nothing there. Right? Okay, next. Chasitza Basaris. Now, how about hair? So now, hair is the interesting thing. Sarah Roish, Neshach Kiguf Bifnei Atzmei Lagav Chasitza. The hair on the head is considered a Guf Bifnei Atzmei. What does that mean? Lefikach, Im Yesh Lo Chasitza Biroiv Haser, she has a Chasitza, most of her hair, which is not going to be a Chasitza, most of her body. We already said that it has to be a Chasitza, most of the body. Right? Hareza Chaitet Midrabonan, Afopisha Eina Matpidah. Even though she's not makpid, it's still awesome with the Rabbanah. I mean, you would think, we said, what's the issue with the Rabbanah? It's got to be she's makpid and Roy would go,
one or the other.
It's got to be either Roy with the body and she's not makpid, or
she's makpid
unless the rest is
well. And she, or she's makpid the rest. So here, she's not makpid, and it's not the Roy with the body, it's only on the hair. Let's say hair dye. Without getting into where the hair dies, let's assume that it is, yeah? So, but that's only right over the hair, not right over the body. Still, the hair is considered a separate goof. They got me this.
So what does that mean? You can't, what about a
meaning it would be considered a right over the hair.
Whatever.
No, it has to be a chatzitza on right of her hair.
No, I'm saying, what if you, those hair bands ties the hair up, all of her hair together. Is that a chatzitza?
Yeah, knotted hair is a chatzitza.
Loose hair,
just like your
mouth. If you close your mouth very tight, it's a problem.
Also. But no, I understand. What is he saying by
the hair?
Guf bifnei atzmei. What is he? What does he mean to?
Meaning, it's only a problem part. Though if it's roiv of the body.
Okay.
Right? Is let's say she has a chatzitza on every one of her hairs on her head.
It's still not
rove
of her entire body.
It's not
rove
of her body.
It's not a
deres. And she's not makfid on it. Fuck care, she wants it there.
It's not a deres, in other words.
It's not a deres. It's not even a derabana. L'chayr. That's what you would think. If it's something that she's not makfid on. Right? Yeah. She doesn't care. She wants this thing here. She wants her hair knotted. Right? And she's not makfid, right? So, and it's not rove of her body. So why can't she go to the mikvah? Like that. Yeah, without the Ramah, that Lechati you can't do anything. But let's say without that. So why can't you go to the Mikvah? It's not right everybody, and she's not Makvid. So the reason is because you judge the hair as a guf unto itself.
Look what, hair dye? I know you said not getting into it, but now separately. Is that a problem?
Let's wait and see what he's going to I don't know if he's going to talk about it. Is he going to talk about it? He's going to talk about he should talk about makeup.
Okay, makeup sign is on the body, the dye goes in.
This stays in.
It's not on top of the hair. You can't wash off.
I don't know how does the dye work. I don't know.
Does it make it
part of the hair?
You go into it. It's like
it's
a tattoo.
Part of the hair.
It's like a tattoo.
It grows out.
Right.
The color doesn't fade. The hair grows out.
Exactly.
I like a fade also. Have you got shavel dye? No.
That's because the sun
bleaches it.
Your biker got
a
shavel dye?
No, my regular hair color
also.
No, he just finds new ones.
The color comes out over time.
The sun gets to my hair. The sun gets to my hair and bleaches it to a certain degree.
Right, so it's right.
Yeah, so let's see your face. He goes through the background.
No, it doesn't fade. The sun has to die.
Yeah, Nidan Zehu Machloikas Hagainim Rambam. See, footnote you beg?
Yeah.
It's a Machloikas, the Gainim, the Rambam, Shetas the Gainim, Shesar HaRoish, Nidan Bifnei Atzmei. The Gainim hold that hair on the head is judged by itself.
Here's a
Chitz
in
Yerona,
that's not Makbid.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a long one.
If there's a chatzitza on right of her hair, hareiz a chaitzis midrabanan, afim ena makbid olo. Even if she's not makbid on, it's chaitzis. Because the hair is judged by itself. V'ua din chatzitza b'roif ha'guf, afilu b'loi sarech chatzitzis. Oh, so that's the opposite, right? Let's say it's on most of the guf, right? But it's not on the hair. We don't calculate the hair as part of most of the guf.
If she would normally not keep her hair at a certain level, meaning
we'll get that with the cutting the hair.
Right, does she have? She must have to cut the hair before it goes in, because that's considered chatzitza because it's more than the normal amount.
Yeah. Right. So it depends if she normally takes what her normal hair size.
If she shaves it,
if she normally keeps it every year, then now it's down to her shoulders.
Does he discuss that? I don't remember if he discusses that. It's a Dion in the first one. We'll discuss it, whether it's going to be. It's a machlokes. It comes out of
machlokes. It's the same thing for a shaving, no?
Shaving, yeah.
So she has to shave before.
Yeah, of course.
So that's different. Isn't that different than
we'll get to that.
Because shaving, because that hair is not wanted on the body.
Yeah,
that's
but
in the way of the body.
The problem is that the etzim, it depends.
But it's part of the whole body.
It depends how long it's been.
If someone grows an extra limb, you say you have to cut it off. No, I'm serious. Someone has a.
How about a hanging limb? A hanging limb? That's already in Shulchanoros, a hanging limb. Yeah. There you go. That's a tough guy himself. Is a hanging limb a chatzitza?
It's a hanging limb.
It's a hanging limb.
It's not covering anything. What is it covering? Why is it walking?
Not really.
What are you talking about?
The limb is, and I don't want to use an example of myself, I'm saying the limb is hanging off the person's body.
It's held on by a... So what's it blocking? What's it in you?
What's in you?
What's it cutting off?
They got bigger problems.
Doesn't look like
look at that. And she's going to the mikveh. Hey, tell that to the cop.
The mikveh will be a refuah for the hanging arm.
The word, the concept of
bugs is... So the mikveh will be a refuah.
Is that a chatzitza? Because it's coming on.
So what? What's it blocking? What's it in the way of? I mean, normally something, makeup or hair or something, so the water now
can't... Okay, so that's the shach. The shach and Shulchan Aruch discusses that. I think it's the shach or the top. One of them discusses that. How is that a chatzitza?
Yeah.
But anyway, can we finish this here before we gotta go?
Is that a problem?
So that's the first sheet. The Vadasa Rambam, and the Rambam holds, Shasar HaRosh Eina Nesha B'Fe'anz Me'el Nesha B'Fe'elach Me'aguf. The hair is considered part of the goof. Even if there's a chatzitza and roiv of the hair, also latfila, unless it's mitzarev with a chatzitza on her goof, and into chatzitza on roiv goof. And therefore, you have a chatzitza on roiv of the body. Meaning, you have roiv on the hair, and then combining the hair together with the body, you'll end up with a roiv. Even right, the Rama would hold it now, that would be a problem. Yeah, you follow that? So now, right off the bat, you have a heter for dai because you have the sheet of the Rambam. Right on the top, you just look at the top, he paskin l'chumra. Right? But you look on the bottom, so right off the bat, when you're dealing with a woman who's going to the mikveh with her hair dyed, the feet of Rambam, that's for sure not a problem. Right? Unless she has the rest of her body dyed too, then already you're back to. And you back to square one.
Now, what's done for you then?
What did you come up with?
If you held tattoos ever.
What did you do?
The blow. What is it called? The airbrush.
I don't remember. What did you say?
Didn't answer.
I didn't know what airbrush was. I never heard of it.
Not makbid. She doesn't have makbid on it.
Well, the shilas, what happens when if it starts peeling? I don't know how air, it does it peel.
If it peels,
then she could be. Actually, she could be.
Yeah. Not, but they burn your skin, or
they just write down the original.
I did write it down.
You wrote down.
It was the shilas wasn't negev because it was a few days later that the shilas was there.
What shilas?
About the airbrush. It was only. It was somebody who wasn't so from, and it was for their wedding, and I guess they got the airbrushing for the wedding, and she was already married for quite a few days, but the shayla came up. So that, and she airbrushed right before the wedding, and it was fresh, and she wasn't mocked, and we already said it,
so
it was
off the hook. After
of course. And all these shaylas, wait till the next day. You're much better off.
Top day.
Okay, skip to the. Okay, skip to the next column, just 5-6 lines down.
Yeah.
According to the Gaonim, we hold that it's different. That's you look at the hair separately. But even she has chatzitza b'mir haguf, where she has a chatzitza on part of her body, which is not going to be a problem. Ubetziruf miyat hasayrus yesh chatzitza b'roiv. Right. So only in combination will she have a roiv. Hayim zeh nefshav ruba. Is that considered ruba? Yadum hashik kivan the roiv ser lekov the roiv guf lekov less lomba. Hey, it's a long dish of shayla. Okay, well, I guess we'll continue on that. With the battling and me coming late, we didn't get that much done. I apologize.